Mishnah Berurah brings down that Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tov Kuf Hey, that the reason why we say slichas a minimum of 4 days, which all the Klai Yisrael was knowing like that. So Mishnah Berurah brings down a Chazal. Chazal state in Parshas Pinchas that by all the korbanos musafim, it says v'kraftem, and over here it says v'asisem isha. Chazal darshan from there that v'asisem, very interesting change. V'asisem means that you should become a korban. V'kraftem means you're makrif a korban. V'asisem means you're the korban. That's what Mishnah Berurah brings down. Mishnah Berurah on Chazal who darshan that all over it says v'kraftem and now it says v'asisem. So v'asisem is you're the carbon. If you're the carbon, you need 4 days. Because the din is that every carbon needs bikur. It needs to be checked for 4 days, whether it's roi for a carbon or not. And that's what Mishnah Berurah says. That's why you say slichas, 4 days. Mishnah Berurah on a drosh of Chazal. It doesn't say v'kraftem, it says v'asisem. You're the carbon. No, you're the carbon. You have to get ready. The din is that every carbon needs to be checked 4 days. So slichas is the preparation. That's what comes out. From the Mishnah Berurah comes out that slichas is the beginning and the preparation for this hakrovas hakorban, which is us. So that means we have a hakdorah from the Mishnah Berurah. So if you learn the Mishnah Berurah superficially, so you understand. It says vasisim, it's a carbon on 4 days, so 4 days. Hashtemin doch that the deeper understanding of such a Mishnah Berurah is that it's a hakdora, it's a gilui in what the avodah of these days of slichas is. That means if the inyan why it's 4 days is because you are the carbon on Rosh Hashanah and there's an inyan to be here for a carbon 4 days before, that means the avodah of the days of slichas, haba aleinu l'toiva, is that a person should prepare himself for that. That's the emek of the zak, that's the emek of the pshat. So what's the preparation? So how do we prepare ourselves for the carbon? If the avoid of slichas is that we need to prepare ourselves for the carbon, so how do we prepare ourselves for the carbon? So the obvious question is, if we'll be able to understand what does it mean that we are a carbon, then we ought to prepare ourselves for the carbon. But what does it mean that we are a carbon? What does it mean? What does it mean that we're a carbon? What does that mean? So we have a whole binyan over here. We have a binyan over here that says that a pasuk changes the lashon from all the karbanos vasisim, you're the carbon, so you have to get ready to be the carbon. So then, if we can understand what does it mean that you're a carbon, and then we'll understand how to get ready. So there's an unbelievable yediyah. There's a ran in Rosh Hashanah who says pshat. The Mari de Kazach. I'll explain. The Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah daf Zayin. The arba prokim ha'olam nidoin. There are 4 times a year that there's a din in the Torah. And Sukkis, B'chag, Alamayim, Atzeres, which is Shavuos, Alaperis, Peres Eilon, Pesach, Alatvua, and Rosh Hashanah, Kolboi, Oilam, Oivrim, Lefano, Kivnei Moran, Rosh Hashanah, every person passes by. So there's 4 dinim a year, different seasons, different products, different dinim. That's okay. But there's a Mori de Kazach, Fekteran, over there off the north. Rosh Hashanah, that it's a din for us. How did Chazal know it, says the Ran? So he brings down the different Gemaras which learn out that Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't say in the Torah, by the way, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. Tikku b'chay d'sheifa, b'kesel yom chagenu, kichol k'l Yisrael hu. There's all types of Ramazim and Rayas. Rosh Hashanah doesn't say the Torah is Yom HaDin. But the Mishnah says, in fact, how did Chazal know that the other 3 times Yom HaDin? Interesting, how did Chazal know? The question is, Menalu L'Rabbonon. How did Rabbonon know? Chesan Tazach. Says the Ran, just like this. Listen to what he says. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says on that Mishnah a Braisa. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Why did the Torah say bring a carbon Omer on Pesach? because there's a zman of tvua, the zman of din, the Pesach is the din on tvua is on Pesach. So Kosh Baruch Hu says, Havu l'fanai aymer kedesh et esbarach lehem, you have a bracha. And why did the Torah say bring shtei alachim, which comes from the Paris of Elon, like Rashi explains there? Because on Shavuos, there's a din on the Paris of Elon, so bring a carbon. And why did the Torah say, do nisach hamayim, pour the water on the Mizbeach? Because on Sukkot, there's a din on the mayim. And on Rosh Hashanah, the Torah said, imru l'fanei malchi is kadesh et amaduchuni alechim. Yeah, listen to Abraisa. The Abraisa says that we bring the carbon omer on Pesach because there's a din on the tefu on Pesach. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're using it for the right things. Mayim on Sukkos, Peres Ilan on Atzeres. Says the Ran, Mordi Kazach, from the fact that on these Yom Tovim we bring these carbonas, here tefu, here Peres, here Mayim, it's a riot that there's a din then. Why was that over there you bring the carbon? It's time to bring a carbon. It's from the fact that you bring the carbon, as he's saying, Pshat in the Gemara. From the fact that you bring carbon A on Yom Tov A, and carbon B on Yom Tov B, and carbon C on Yom Tov C, it's a riot that Yom Tov is the din for Mayim, that Yom Tov is the din for Peres, that Yom Tov is the din for Tvur. Atkan. So that's how Chazal knew that Ba'ar Prokum Oilam Nidon. Because you see, there's a carbon of Mayim, and there's a carbon of Tvur, and there's a carbon of Peres. Shtetach Amor de Kazach. That the din is intertwined with the carbon. Which makes sense, by the way, because what are we saying? We're saying to the Eibishter, give me water, because I'm going to use it for the right thing, for Kodesh. Give me Tvua, give us Tvua, because we're going to use it for you. Give us Peris, because we're going to use it for you. That's the Inyan. So there's what to be Chal the Bracha on. State that the carbon and the Din go together. Okay, so let's continue the Braisa. V'omru l'fani Rosh Hashanah malchi yizachorin yizachorin malchi yizachorin 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 yizachorin. So what's the carbon of Rosh Hashanah? The same Braisa that says that the other three Yemei Mishpat had three different carbonis. So what's the carbon of Rosh Hashanah? That's the carbon. That we say Takaros Baruch Hu, we want you to be the Melech, that's the Hakrovas HaKorban of the person themselves. And I would be Magdirit. The Hagdara is, like I just said, what's the Inyan that on the Yom HaDin of Mayim, you bring Mayim, Tvua, Peres? The word is, there's a Yom HaDin of how much you're going to get, and what we're essentially announcing when we bring a carbon of Mayim, Tvua, Peres is, we're saying, we're going to use it for the right reason. We're going to use it for the right purpose. We're going to channel it to Avodas Hashem, we're going to channel it to you. So, our Rosh Hashanah, where there's a Mishpat on Adam, what are we saying? We're going to be a makriv ourselves to you. What is the expression of makriv? It's that we're taking on that the Eibishter is HaMelech. That's called using it in the right way. So if in general, by Mayim Peres on Tvua, the general way of expressing that we want to use it in the right way is by being makriv a carbon, by Adam, the Hakrovas carbon, what's Hakrovas carbon? Is the Talmud Chuni Alechem. We say to the Eibishter, I'm going to dedicate my life to you. That's Niflamoy, that's Emes Hapshat. So, the carbon of Asisa Moisam is before something more. The Gemara says what the carbon is. What is the carbon? You're a carbon. How do you make yourself with a carbon? Then you make the Abishah is your boss. So now we know what the Avodah Slichas is. We have a clarity. Baruch Hashem. We have a clarity now. We know what the Avodah Slichas is. The Avodah Slichas is to get ready for that Krovas HaKorban. And that Krovas HaKorban is what? Is the Tamlikuni Alechem, is to give ourselves over that we don't run our own life, that the Eibush is the boss. So now we know what Davayit is. Davayit is to be Mamlach, HaKosh Baruch Hu on us. Like I always say over our Volba, not so easy. We say, Meloich, Simloich, Melech HaKol Aretz. Not so easy. Rav Volbe always says, "Over, I say over." Always by Ali Shore. For those of you remember, Rav Volbe once said that he thinks that. Remember, he said, "I couldn't believe when he said it." He said it in the main building, the one next to Dr. Ben Ari's office. He said over there, "Amori de Kazakh." He said that nobody's ever yaitza kriya shema. Remember, he banged on the fender. He said, "Nobody's ever yaitza." He has a raya. He says. What's his right? He says, what's Kriya Shema mean? Kriya Shema means Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. So you read in your Siddur that you're Mekabla Kosh Baruch Hu with Dibur Machshav Ma'is. It depends which art school version you have. There's Nusach Sfar, Nusach Ashkenaz, the different messages there. And you're Mekabla Kosh Baruch Hu with Dibur Machshav, Dibur Ma'is, Ma'is Nefesh, everything. And then you move on. And he said that, how could it be that when you come home, either for the younger light to their wives, or Bachram to their mothers, and the above mentioned lady says, take out the garbage. And your first reaction is, don't tell me what to do. That's your first reaction. The Shalom Bayis guys take out the little notebooks on Shalom Bayis and it says, you're supposed to take out the garbage when your wife says, sif. Like you wrote that down? What? Sif cotton, yud beis. Lohoitzi es hazevel, kishe ishtoi mevakshoi. I'll translate afterwards. And the bachur in Bechlal, who's the mother, tell me take out. That's what he said. He said, I understand. You come on Benaz Manim, your mother says, take out the garbage, and your internal reaction is, don't tell me what to do. And here, you are mamalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu over what? Everything. Not just taking out the garbage. Dibra, Machshava, Maisa, all the Ilamas, right? You roll your eyes till you see white, like big rebbes. And everything. And he said that you don't feel any pushback. How can it be? Your mother tells you I got the garbage. You reject. You do it because you want to get supper for all the kominei. Shalei l'shma, mitach shalei l'shma, bal l'shma. But here you makabot the Avish on everything. He says you have no pushback. No saying, don't know what to do. So he said, you're not Yetzir Kishma. But you didn't mean it, accuser. The mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very hard. Anybody. When the guy in your dira tells you to do something, how rejection you are. And he doesn't have any bialas over you, by the way. He's not really, he thinks he's your bialas, but he's not. We know that. He's delusional. You know the way that one guy in the dira, do this. He takes charge. Nobody's clear with Simbachal. And yet, you press reject when he says something. Is the Eibishter Melech Malchem L'Kosh Baruch Hu that's the real boss? He said, Rav Volpe said, how could it be that you Makabal or Malchem, you really meant it? You don't want anybody to be your boss. So it's a Shver HaFaita. You have to get ready for it. That's the 4 days you need to get ready for this Hakrovas Hakrova, to go dedicate your life. Avodecha Anachnu Ve'ata Adonenu. That's a whole Avoida. That a person puts himself in that place. But there's something that helps us along with it. I'll tell you what it is. Chazal darshan from the word va'asisam, another drasha. It's very interesting. Chazal darshan, two drashas. One drasha is the drasha that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, is that you're the carbon. And we have a Mefurash Gemara that the carbon is the Tamlikuni. And there's another drasha. That Chazal darshan va'asisam is that on Rosh Hashanah, you are made. Not v'kraftem. Va'asisam ki'ilu nasesem hayoyim. As if you were created today. Vasisem, very interesting title of the word. Vasisem means become. Not be crafted. Vasisem, become, be made. Says the Lashon, Ma'ala ni aleichem omer l'makosh bochu kilu hayoyim nasesem l'fana kilu hayoyim berosi eschem bira chadosha. Today, Rosh Hashanah, you're a new man. You are made. Vasisem, you become. I believe that the two things aren't a stira. The pshat is that Ramchal speaks out that every year there's a new cycle. The word shana comes from the word to repeat. Nochamo. There's a new cycle in the Bria that Kosh recreates the Bria every year. Rosh Hashanah is a real day, by the way. Ze hayoim tchilas masecha. Every year, Dr. Ramchal, Dr. Basil Sasharm, there's a new Bria in the world. Kosh recreates the world again and recreates Adam from scratch, and he gives him a new lease on life and he gives him a new tafkid. And that's the mishpat of Rosh Hashanah. The mishpat of Rosh Hashanah is not the way people think. People think that there's a mishpat, and Memela, we're on the line for life. It's the other way around. You're on the line for life because it's a new year, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving out a new bria, ber yachadasha. And you're on the mishpat is, what do you want to do with this new beria? What do you want to do with it? I'm giving you a new life. It's not from scratch. A whole new scratches. That's why, by the way, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, not the end of the year. If it will be just a calculation of the mishpat of the end of the year, So the pshat is that it'll be the last day of the year, not the first day of the year. The first day of the year means it's a year of the future. Because Baruch Hu Zchayt Techayim L'chol Chay. I always say over every year. That's why there's a Mori Dekadiyuk. The Mishnah says a Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. Ba'arba Prakim Ha'olam Nidayin. B'chag Alamayim Batzeres HaPeres Ilan. B'Pesach Al Tvua. Over Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boi Olam Oivrim L'Fanav Kivnei Morin. On Rosh Hashanah, all of mankind, all of humanity passes in front of the Eibishter. There's a shocking diuk. The Mishnah should have said, "Ba'arba prokim ha'olam nidon." There are four times that the welt is nidon: Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Tvua, Atzeres, Shavuos, Peiros, and Sukkos Mayim. Rosh Hashanah on the Adam. Why does it change the lashon? It says nidon, and then on Rosh Hashanah everybody passes by. Shteit amori dekazach, shteit in the svarim. That the Mishnah is telling us, it's not a remez, it's a complete changeover. The other three are dinim. Maybe it's seasonal, other tifazachim, there's a din amayim. On Rosh Hashanah, the din is that we pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get a new year, to get a new life, to be a Beri HaKadosh, Vasisim, you start from scratch. The Mishpat's a derivative of that. So that's why the Mishnah changes the Lashon, it's a shakin zach. The Mishnah changes the Lashon. There's a Nidoin, 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 and then a Rosh Hashanah, what is it? It's not Nidoin. You pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Mishpat. The Mishpat is, do you want, do you deserve? Or better said, what do you plan to do with the new life? What do you plan to do with the new Vasisim? What do you plan to do with the barrier? The middle of the two drushes go together. On Rosh Hashanah, there's a new barrier Chadasha, there's Vasisim. You're made from new. You're a new made man. New man. And what's the mishpat? The mishpat is vasisem, bring yourself as a korban v'kadosh baruch hu. What's up is today. Why now? Because that's an announcement of intentions. What I plan to do with the new me, with the new lease on life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. And we announce that the new lease on life, which is pshat number one of vasisem, is pshat number two. Shetam lechuni alechem b'makos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I'm dedicating my life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the void of slichus. We're getting ready for the tamlu chuni alechem. Which is the response to the new lease on life which the Eibishter gives us as we stand in front of him on Rosh Hashanah, good Shabbos.